Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Monday, 6th of November, and rainy morning here in Auroville on 26 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect cloudy with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, and over the night partly cloudy with a couple of showers, mainly early on, with a chance of precipitation on 70% and chance on thunderstorm on 40%. Temperatures ranging from low 25 to high 28 with heat index on 32 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 93%. Yes, monsoon is here, but let us see how much we already harvested of the rain in northeast monsoon this year. In October, we had totally 234.1 millimeters, and in November, 152.2 millimeters measured in Auro Green by Charlie. And yesterday alone, it fell 44.6 millimeters. On Tuesday, 14th of November, at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited to a general meeting to discuss Yutlings, Hive and the Pump House. On Saturday, 11th of November at 9 a.m., we can participate in presentation of Holo Energetics from Dr. Lasko with 3-hour introduction on Holo Energetic. Holo Energetic is the path of the opening of the heart to let the psychic being take the lead. Opening to oneness through love force, learning to love and accept oneself fully to be able to accept others without projection or expectation. Holo Energetic is a real tool for inner growth and true communication and group coherence. For the past 5 years, they've been using it successfully in Oli School and Tamara, with Mutu Kumari spreading it on the whole bioregion. Marie has been teaching this technique in France for the past 7 years and would like to offer a full training cum diploma to the community. And this presentation is an overview on how to adapt it or to our needs in our schools, groups and collectives. Today at 4 p.m. at French Institute in Pondicherry, St. Louis Street, they're offering a presentation on transmission and hybridization of knowledge, practices and representation of the air environment, comparison between Morocco and India, taught by Dr. Romain Simenal from National Research Institute for Sustainable Development in France. On Saturday, 18th of November at 8 p.m. at Pitanga Cultural Center, concert tribute to Latin America with Jivatman and Susana on vocals and on guitar Rolf and Jivatman on percussion Suresh. Various songs from Latin America. Auroville Ambassador Program of Yutling is aiming to assist the young generation into becoming ambassadors of Auroville. It shall help the youth reflect on the deeper meaning of Auroville while staying in touch with the outward and practical manifestation of the city, so that they may share positively and honestly what the Auroville project is about with integrity and integrality. Regarding applications, receiving guests and visitors for our 50th birthday and beyond, learning how to hold group session to present Auroville at conferences and writing about Auroville from a young and open perspective. The program will also offer experiences in guiding guests and tourist groups. There are possibilities to work later as guides. A group of dedicated Aurovillians that have experience in the field of guest reception, tourism, group management skills and exchange with the outside via conference will offer teaching by doing platform over the next 2 months. A first introduction event will take place on 11th of November at Unity Pavilion at 9:45 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. and it's open to any Aurovillian or newcomer youth with age between 15 to 35. They're asking you to inform them if you'd like to join at Unity Pavilion number 262-3576, or you can write them at youthlink@auroville.org or in. Auroville Electrical Service Team informs us that because of monthly maintenance work at Trichy Trumbalam substation, there will be no electricity today between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and they advise you to keep your standby systems ready for use. And from user notes comes a Moonsun update. And they're saying that during the rainy season, they kindly request you to have a water-safe place ready to receive the paper copies in your community. So mailboxes or PVC construction pipes work fine. Their delivery team will not leave paper copies on your gate, for example, if there is no pipe or mailbox there, as they become waste under the rain. So you should also know that the last week already some communities in the Greenbelt were hard to reach in the mud, so those in this case, please organize, if possible, to pick up your community copies at the printer's office and town hall next to vehicle service. Within the community, we have a new legal consultant, and the community can now get legal consulting registered under ASA as Satya Selan Legal Consultation. With queries and doubts can be brought forward in all legal related issues for advice, opinions, such for example registration at Vanur, Puducherry or any other office regarding birth, marriage, property, consumer forms, check bounces, accidents, matrimony, property, labor related issues, apostille follow-ups at various levels, visa related questions and etc. In case of issue in a court, then it can be followed up as an advocate, because Satya Selam is also registered at Tamil Nadu Puducherry Bar Council as advocate and legal consultant. For appointment, you should write to him at satyanlaws@orville.org. And visit the center. Cafeteria started on Friday, 3rd of November with delivery service. Bookings goes from 6 to 8. On 262-2248, and deliveries will be going out between 7 to 8:30 p.m. with minimum 30 minutes for delivery. Cost of delivery charge is 25 rupees per item. And from Vijay Kumar, we are invited to the Maker Fair Bangalore on 17th of November. And he says that to those who have a unique innovative invention, concept, creation, or those who dream to create and invent, or those who have ideas that are unique, kindly get in touch with Vijay, who is providing a platform to reach out to your target audience. You can call him on 98441152 35. And from Youth Center, we have first news on annual Christmas fair. They are currently organizing the Christmas fair, which will be held in mid-December. It is an event consisting of various interactive activities such as abnormal games, delicious food, diverse stage performances, as well as stalls. This year's fair would like to promote stalls, producing handcrafts and homemade goods while incorporating an interactive aspect. This could include art and craft workshop, informative posters, or any inspiring and creative ideas linked to your products. These types of stalls should encourage a non-commercial fun community atmosphere for the fair. So if you'd like to participate, you should call Mada on 84890422213 or Priya on 85250022722 to discuss further details. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen a new birth and meeting the mother with Surendra Nath Jawar on 11th of May 1967. Within eye-opening movies series on Wednesday at Unity Pavilion, this Wednesday, November 8th at 8 p.m, Food Incorporated, made in 2008, and it's a documentary. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen Indian thriller action. The name is Shah Bama. Made in India in 2017 and directed by Shivam Nair. Tomorrow, Potpourri adventure comedy, The 100 Years Old Man Who Climbed Out of Window and Disappeared, made in Sweden in 2013 and directed by Felix Herngren. On Wednesday, Cultural, Kaguya Hime, The Moon Princess, Netherlands, made in 1994 and directed by Hans Halscher. From The Synthesis of Yoga by Sri Aurobindo, we read, "In all it's one self, the one divine is all. All are in the divine, all are the divine, and there is nothing else in the universe. This thought or this fate is the whole background until it becomes the whole substance of the consciousness of the worker." Thank you for listening. Also, you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.
Thank you.